The book itself, I always describe it to people as it really is local history. It's your history, but it's also world history, and it's a great read.
Thank you. That has been, fortunately for me, the way many people have viewed it, and it's gotten quite a lot of very positive feedback from people in the Foreign Service and people who cover international affairs, from our local personages such as the former Mayor Catherine Greenlaw, from our church membership and friends.
Well, I thought, Ambassador, what I found so interesting about it was I knew about you, but after I read that book, I realized I didn't know much about you. That's what makes it such a great read.
Well, thank you. You know, that's very interesting that you say that, Ted, because one of my very close friends, who I'm sure you know, Gay Todd at Agbaloa, she, after reading the book, she told me, she says, "I knew what you did, but I didn't know what you did."
Yeah.
You know, she spoke about it that way when she read about the detail, when the book unpacked many of the nuances and labors and layers and descriptions of the kinds of things I actually engaged in day to day in the diplomatic corps. You know, she said that really moved her.
Oh, it did. It did me too. And the danger that you were in at different times. I just always assumed you're an American. You're going to be safe. And you were in. So I can see now why your mother was so worried for so long.
Yes, I think I understand it now too. And as I say in the book, I didn't have fear per se because I've always been a person to be prudent in what I do. But yet there were circumstances that could have been that were perilous, but I got through them, and so we're living to tell that story today.
Well, and it makes me appreciate what the Foreign Service Corps and what you all did in the role that you played in world affairs.
Well, I'm so happy that you mentioned that, because at the launch that I had at the Shiloh Church, the official launch, one of the things I said that even though this is my memoir, that I'm recalling my many colleagues in the Foreign Service, the State Department, and many of the other foreign affairs agencies. Also, this is their story in a sense. There will be different examples, there will be different countries, there will be different circumstances, but the work they did is also to be highlighted and to be, brought to the attention of the public, because it's an important work that my colleagues have done over the years.
We talked before about just how difficult it is to write a book, but boy, to have the response and to be able to answer people's questions, that's got to be very gratifying to you.
It's been gratifying indeed, because first of all, it shows me that now people's interest has been piqued, and they have seen a kernel through that reading that has enabled them and made them want to ask more and know more. And that to me is the importance of not just my book, but of education, but of what we do every day when we try to learn something new. And I may have mentioned to you that people have often asked, what will you say that's the most important thing that you've learned, or the most important lesson that you've taken from what you've done over the years? And I say, what I know most is how much more there is to know, and what an opportunity it is to learn new things and new ways of doing things and new ways of solving problems and building bridges and bringing people together.
The South Africa story is just that's just riveting, and someday could be part of a movie.
Well, interestingly enough, Ted, a couple of friends have said that story needs to be told. It needs to be documented in a motion picture. A lot of people think, we'd like to see this. I never thought that, but, you know, those were times that were so pregnant with possibility, but fraught also with things that could have taken things down south, that we could have not gotten to the point that we did. So there was so much there. And the team that I worked with was so, so very, very important and so committed. And we had leaders, we had teamwork. All of those things are what make for a successful outcome.
So there's a book signing. This is a great opportunity to have, the author local. And there's a book signing this Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock at the Visitor Center downtown.
That's correct. And I'm so delighted that the officials there invited me to do this, because this way people can not just read the book, but they can ask me questions and I can respond to them one-on-one in a setting that's an intimate setting, and that will, I think, provide a great opportunity for the participants and for me to engage in what we do as diplomats.
Well, I was there at Shiloh Old Site in the summer when there was the book launch, and boy, you just seem to be having such a good time, and having a book signing like this in your hometown has to be special.
It was indeed special. I am still sort of reveling and reeling from the response, and people have written me messages to say, we just could not have imagined that this was the work that you did. And you were just the same person we always knew, but yet yeah. You're not the same person that we always knew, because they just didn't know. And I really wanted it to inspire, to enlighten, and to uplift, and to show the possibilities that we all have as individuals if given an opportunity.
And that alone, I think, is just it's such a great story. And I just, as you've talked about it, just to think of kids today that live in this area and think and may live in the city right now and may your story does give hope that you can do something.
Well, that is really, really so very, very important. And what I hope to be able to do is to take this story and to take the book into our schools and to have conversations with our young people and let them have this window to the world open to them right from this little city that they are engaged in right now and studying in. That's really what I'd like to take this book to another level.
Well, go on Sunday afternoon, get an autographed copy, talk to you, do it. This is a great opportunity.
Thank you, Ted, so much, and I look forward to engaging with many of our local relatives and friends who may be in the Fredericksburg area on Sunday, September 7 at 1 p.m.